Whatever tragedy just occurred, I don't assume you approve. Originally published on MasonPelt.com, May 7th, 2019. Tragedies happen. Every single day, something terrible happens someplace. Some tragedies are of a variety that go viral. A school shooting, a crime motivated by race, a lot of things in a state with bizarrely open public records laws that create nearly self-writing headlines. None of these things are good. And you and I agree. The terrible thing is terrible. What's more, I know we agree even without talking to you. If someone came to me and said you were thrilled by the thing that just happened, I wouldn't believe them. I would never believe an accusation like that without evidence. I'm saying this because in the wake of a trending tragedy, I'm used to seeing the social web light up with a flood of people clarifying that they disapprove, as if in the absence of a clarification that they believe the heinous act was heinous, other people will think that they wanted it. I think we feel powerless because, in many ways, at least in the immediate moments after a Dante Alighieri-style comedy, we're unable to do anything. So we post. We share that we don't agree with the indefensible thing. We get likes and comments and feel a sense of power return. Sometimes public outcry holds powerful people to account. But that's not what's happening here, is it? The posts online aren't a rallying cry against someone who abused and will continue abusing their position. Is anyone responsible for this even alive? Is the collective outrage fueling a machine that makes lone lunatics famous? One where cable news shows the body count like a video game graphic counting up? Will the vile person responsible be put on the cover of a magazine like some kind of rock star? Will reporters talk like it was a game of duck hunt? It's almost the world record for the most deadly of its kind. Is our outrage putting a villain on a pedestal for other unstable people? Will ill and evil people come to understand that their feelings of powerlessness can become a voice that will be noticed? That by causing enough harm, they can set public discourse for a news cycle? I can't tell anyone what they should be doing. I don't believe I have the answers. But I think it's worth asking, why are we doing this? The rush of dopamine from social likes giving us a small sense of power when we feel weak after a tragedy, is it the same as the rush felt by those perpetrating these tragedies? We are not committing violent acts, but are we, in some way, part of the problem?